going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Puck Hour rolling along. Coming up from 10 to 2 today, Alex Gold and Jay Binkley with Drew Nixon. I don't know if you could find three more different personalities in one room in my entire life.
Yes.
It's basically the same version of this show, but different personalities. Because Drew's in his 20s, I think still, or maybe he's just early 30s.
I think so. Yep.
Binkley, 50s?
Binkley's 53.
Gold's in his 30s.
Yeah.
There we go.
So you got a whole variety of...
Heck yes.
You know?
Alex Gold has an army of women working to try to find him the right woman. I've never seen anything like this. Like, there is now a group out there. They're called the Goldheads, and they're out there looking for women for Alex.
No, they're called the Golden Girls.
Yeah, that is good.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good one, yeah. Because he's got a 77-year-old that likes him.
Credit the text line.
I swear to God, Dusty, how many text messages I got from people telling me how good-looking Alex is.
He's a great-looking guy.
Yeah.
Stud.
She's such a smooth ride.
My dad finds out who he is. He goes, oh, you're that Cody in gold. Oh, I hear about you. Like, my dad was like, he thought he met a celebrity.
You can have that guy, ladies. He's available.
She's such a smooth ride.
The single guy at the station.
Yeah, it's on the Instagram. Go follow us. Alex Gold's got a real big dinger. I don't know what caused that.
But, man, they are looking to set this kid up, man. So if you know anybody, what's his age range? Do we even know? Because somebody asked me, he was too young. This one was too old. It's like the Three Little Bears here. You know, too hot, too cold, and just right. Like somebody about 30. If you know a 30-year-old single girl, hook him up with Alex.
He's probably got a pretty wide range. Mid-30s.
Early mid-30s, yeah. I think
so
33,
like my
34,
age to like
yeah.
40, probably. 27, 26, 27 to like 40.
I'm sure Alex's range, I know how picky he is with food. He's probably got an age range of like 29 and a half to 30 and three
yes,
quarters.
Of course.
Right? Like something ridiculous like that.
I just like that he's living his life.
He is. Know?
Absolutely.
Dodge
yep.
the bullets while you can.
She's such a smooth ride.
All right, Mac, what are we getting? Are we getting advice on Twitter, or we're getting suggestions from the fans or complaints via the sphere of X?
Yeah,
speaking of spheres real quick, I figure you guys would love this. The Wizard of Oz is coming to the Sphere
in
Las Vegas.
I saw that, man. You got to be on so much,
but
I don't know what, to go see that thing.
Outside of the Sphere is like the house on top of the witch. So they have like the
Wait. The house is on top of the Sphere?
No, the Sphere's on top of the witch. So they have like, they built legs
out.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I do like that. But I mean, imagine going in there. I mean,
I would trip.
That'd be awesome.
It would be awesome.
Like, if you have vertigo, you don't go to the Sphere, right?
No, but if you have a garage, you do.
Yeah, after the garage.
Oh, bro. I would love it.
Okay, let's get to it, guys. We've got a plethora, a multitude, a litany, if you will, of complaints, suggestions from Royals fans.
And this is all via yesterday.
This is all via yesterday on X. Yes. And suggestions and complaints. We'll get to it. First one, this is directed at you, Dusty, at your tweets. This is MJ. Yeah, this organization doesn't give an S. My farts could manage a team better than Cotrero.
Well, I'd like to see your farts manage a team, but, you know, there are some questionable things, you know, managers do all the time. But, you know, as a player, like if you're John Schreiber, go out there and get those gentlemen out. Make your manager look good after pulling a pitcher who was cruising along after 83 pitches.
I mean, this team's down bad, man, when you got grown men telling you they're farts. I mean, I got that. Father's Day Sunday after the game gets over. I mean, my dad, you'd have thought I got him like a bag of coal for Father's Day. It was just so depleted after that loss.
Well, that was a tough one yesterday. It really was. You should have won that game. There's no reason to lose that game or any of these games in Sacramento. No,
to get swept, man. Yeah,
and, it's tough, man. Like, you know, but farts? Like, farts? I mean, farts will always be funny.
Like, what bodily function do you think could manage best? Poop, farts, or pee?
Belch.
Belch.
You let the air out verbally, which is what these people are doing on Twitter.
Thank you very much.
Next one. There it is.
Fire Cutrero and Zoom Walton bring up Gersh to coach the Royals. That's the correct answer.
Who?
Gersh.
Gersh?
The man that everybody wanted run out of town because he didn't send Gordo?
That
Gersh is the... Gersh doesn't want that, man. He's got things going on. He's building furniture in the office. He don't want to deal with this.
Furniture like that one guy from The Office or from The Wire? Lester?
Yeah.
Well, and it seems like the guys down in AAA really like him. It seems like he's good over there. It seems like things are good with the Storm Chasers.
Yeah,
we're not. Q's not going anywhere.
Exactly. That's the other thing. Q is not getting fired.
I get it.
Anyway, that's, people are upset.
That comes with a job, right? Like when you're the head man.
Oh, yeah.
Fire him. Get him out of here.
Fire this guy. Fire that guy.
Yeah.
Somebody wanted to be fired in the middle of Dancing with the Stars the other night, I was told. So.
Yep.
Escort that lady out.
And gone.
Thank you very much.
Next.
This is a Chiefs and Royals fan, but his at is Yankee lover.
The lady that wears the judge robe and the Boston hat?
Exactly.
How is that possible to be a Yankee?
It's all crazy. It's fraudulent. Yeah.
He's cool. Yeah, I don't know. Matt Cotrero, why are we letting Cameron throw 100 when he gets shelled by the Yanks, but 83 when he shuts down the A's and we take him out? You're effing stupid.
Whoa.
Wow, that's a tough one.
That's a bad comment. The end. Come on, man. Yeah. What are we doing?
No, we don't do that.
But down really bad.
Yeah, that's fans are, and I like I get it. And this is the year it's okay to be down because you had the expectations going into the season that this was going to be a playoff team, and they've been anything but so far.
I mean, just to call names like that.
I'm out on that one. If you want to question a move or strategy, that's fine. To drop names like that that's unacceptable.
I don't like the fact that he got pulled with 83.
No.
I mean, it was, especially when it's a conversation to be had when you're getting ready to have like Father's Day lunch. It's like, wait, Cameron's going out? You're like, we just sat down to eat. Why are we taking him out? And then it's just like immediate nightmare afters.
Ruins
two
the
run
vibe.
Homer, yep. two run game. Kurtz hit that ball. I mean, that guy's a big man, dude. He's like 6'4", 250.
His face does not match his body.
Neither does mine. much better looking in person.
That's what my mother told you, yeah.
Said, how much weight does the camera add? You don't want me to answer that.
20 pounds.
She's like, let's go get a drink.
Matt Cotrero seriously needs to start hitting better.
McIntyre needs a hit better?
Q needs a hit better? Yeah, he definitely does. Yeah, that's kind of a funny one, though.
That's a good one.
That's really good.
Thank you very much.
That's a good funny one. Lighten the mood a little bit. Come on, Q, hit better.
C-ball, hit ball.
This is maybe one of Bob's burners because this is right from Bob. McIntyre once again does what the computer says, and once again his pitching move completely backfires. And then he goes on. This isn't from Bob, so we know this. Folks, this man is not manager material. He had one lucky 10-game over 500 season where his hitters had unprecedented BABIP luck, and the rest, a big pile of crap. Batting average with...
You can't rip the computer and then use a computer stat. Sorry. That's like being a Red Sox fan and rooting for Judge.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, look, I saw a tweet. And it was, he had a career year out of Bobby Witt Jr.
Yep.
A pitching staff that was not, well, who's managing all that? Because if it's his fault when it's down bad,
and it's his fault when
they're up good.
Yeah.
So, and again, I do think he's the guy for this team. I just think that everyone is pressing because of how bad the offense is.
Yeah, this off day today should be good. Everybody should go out and do what I did on Saturday night, baby.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean,
I just want to win, Jen.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, some of these you mentioned down bad. These guys are down bad. This is Brett. Cotrero should not make it to the clubhouse. Sherman Piccolo should be waiting at the bottom of the dugout stack. Pack your things. It's Cotrero over. Cotrero over.
What?
Have you ever seen the GM and the owner waiting at the bottom of the dugout stairs and not letting the manager back into the office?
Maybe
I've never seen
that.
Yeah.
I think this is one of those things where, like, I think I'm safe to say, and I believe this to be true, Q is not going anywhere. But when the team is struggling this bad, you do go to their coaching staff and say, sorry, things have to change. This guy's got to go, and you got to do it. And nobody wants to be in that situation because that means things aren't going well.
Right. But what are we going to do in 2 weeks when they're still not getting the job done? After you fire a hitting coach, right? Then what? That's why I always say these players need to be responsible for themselves. We can blame the hitting coach, and you fire the hitting coach because you need to fire the hitting coach, right? Happens all the time in baseball and sports. We see it happen all the time. But how many times does it really change?
Yeah.
Eventually, it's on those guys wearing those uniforms. We can blame the coaches. We can blame the managers. You're grown men. Do your job.
some point you got to execute.
Yeah.
This gives me my most like hated vibe of my life. It sounds like my dad. When it comes to the Royals, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Uh-huh. When my dad would say that line, I was like, oh, no.
Twist the knife.
No, it's a great dad line, let me tell you. And it works every time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, deep thoughts with Jack Handy would go through my head. Yeah. Shout out Saturday Night Live. And, yeah, he's like, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad. I'm just very disappointed. I'm like,
hurts.
I was actually not disappointed yesterday with my father. He got on the big screen yesterday.
No.
Because they were doing, like, they were showing, like, old dudes and guessing if their shirts were tucked into their shorts. And so they showed my dad on the screen, and he stands up like he's supposed to, playing along with it. Untucked shirt. Yes.
Let's go.
And like, okay, he's not old enough. Move on. Then they found some guy's got it all tucked into his cargos, you know, rocking the dad stuff yesterday. It was
fun. It's a great bit.
It was. It was outstanding yesterday.
Thank you very much.
All right, another one.
Another one.
Another one.
Is DJ Khaled?
Another one. Matt Cotrera's mid. Alex Zumwalt is killing his managerial career.
Say that again.
Matt Cotrera is mid, and Alex Zumwalt is killing his managerial career.
Did he have a managerial career?
Killing Cotrera's managerial career.
Yes.
Oh, I read that wrong. I thought he was talking about killing his own managerial career.
Max, the one that read it.
No, I read it yesterday, too, when I first saw it. I'm like, oh, how is he killing his own? Like, who's talking about this guy being a manager?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Mid is strong. I mean, he was the top three candidate for Coach of the Year last year.
Yeah.
I think is added. I mean, look, I do think they need a new hitting coach. I think they need a new voice in those ears because it hasn't worked for 2 years. It didn't work for 2 years under Terry Bradshaw. This is the understudy to Terry Bradshaw, and it's still not working. Again, you need a different voice in that locker room.
Yeah, and that's sometimes that's all it is a different voice. But again, if you bring that different voice in and the guys still aren't producing, then what do you do?
Then
what's the next move?
Then we have a different conversation.
Yeah, because there's only so many sacrificial lambs you can throw in front of yourself until it's you.
Yeah, and I know we're about to be joined by Vern. Maybe you guys can talk to him about Cags and his hitting, too, if that's related, if there's any evidence of that, the hitting coach having an effect. We saw him, you know, hitting homers and getting that ball elevated, and now it seems like he's kind of line-out city.
Well, I think with him, he's just adjusting to the big leagues,
yeah,
man. It's night and day different. Like, I'm not worried about him at all with this. It's more about the other eight guys that are in the lineup that, you know, aren't getting the job done. And the guys that should be getting the job done, the Salvies, the Bobbies of the world that are your superstars. You mentioned the Cameron thing yesterday, and I could be totally over my skis on this one. Why are we pinch hitting for Isbell with Drew Waters?
Maybe matchups.
Can somebody help me with that one? Like, cause I think Isbell is kind of good.
I have the perfect person to help you with that question. It'll be Josh Vernon. He'll join us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
We're 40 minutes away from getting down to the business with Stephen A. about solitaire, but we are putting all our cards on the table now because we've got our ace in the hole and Josh Vernier joining our show now here on 96.5 The Fan. Vern, Bob's got a question for you.
I do?
Yeah, you want to know about Kyle Isbell not hitting?
Yeah. Why was Kyle Isbell pinch hit for yesterday for Drew Waters? Did I miss something there?
Jonathan India came in as the pinch hitter for Izzy to face the lefty McFarland.
That's right.
So the matchup.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, everyone on that bench used yesterday. Waters came in, Rave, Tolbert, India, and,
Tolbert. Why is Tolbert hitting? I never even heard of that guy. He did not do so well.
Never heard of him.
Well, he came in as a pinch runner after Fermin got on with one out in the seventh inning. He stole second base, and then Michael Garcia struck out looking, so he was stranded in scoring position, believe it or not.
Shocker. We haven't seen that much this year. That's something new for this team.
That's abnormal.
Yeah, everybody wants the coach fired, wants the hitting coach. I get all that, man. Like, I don't even know. Dusty, where should we even start this conference? Do we start with the players-only meeting? Do we start with Anselmo falling? Like, where do we start?
No, I
want to
start with Vern's comment that I loved yesterday in your postgame show, Vern, where you said, you know, talk is cheap, but players have to play or something like that when it comes to the closed door.
Winners win, losers have meetings.
That's right. Yes. That's what it was. Yeah. So we start with that. Elaborate if you don't mind.
Well, you're not very often having players-only meetings if you're on a good roll. Now, listen, I'm not against the players-only meeting, but you know, talk is cheap. Words don't mean much, which is the same reason why I wasn't, you know, getting all hot and bothered about the words from Jazz Chisholm. I was more frustrated by the actions of Anthony Volpe. I love the words I heard from Bobby and Vinny after the game on Saturday. Didn't necessarily love the actions on the field. You know, professional sports, it's not about words, right? Professional sports, it's a pretty short menu. Did you win or did you lose? And the Royals have been losing too much. They've now lost 10 straight games as home favorites.
Wow.
It's been well over a month since they won a game at Kauffman Stadium that they were expected to win, which to me shows you that this pitching staff can no longer drag this offense across the finish line. Royals are going into games, all three of the games against the Athletics, a number of games, as they've now lost six straight series at home to the Reds, the Red Sox, the Tigers, the Yankees, the A's. It's been a really rough stretch, and now you don't know where to look with this team because the bullpen is going to, I don't want to say regress, but if the rotation isn't logging the type of innings and putting up the type of numbers that we saw in April or May, the bullpen's not going to be as rested, so that's going to begin to come back down to earth somewhat. Someone needs to step up, and the names are pretty obvious. It's the names that we've been talking about all season. Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, they need to be better. But also, you know, front office, to me, needs to drop the green flag on the trade deadline. Well, I guess the Rafi Devers trade yesterday dropped the green flag, but that seems to be the last move to be made by J.J. Piccolo is... you need to look outside because, to me, when I look at the decision to call up Jack Caglione as early as you did, to me, there's now no... Now, maybe I'll change my tune in a month from now if things crater from here on out, but when you make that decision to call up Cags, there's no retreating anymore. Until the end of the 2030 season, you need to have that foot on the gas pedal. The floor is the playoffs. The expectation is the World Series. I expect this organization from ownership to the front office. You know, it's not just on JJ to go find the answers to this offense. It's also on John Sherman to say, hey, money's no object. Mm-hmm. You don't need to offset a big contract by dumping some of our best prospects. Go make my team better. It begins at the top. You know, I had a caller on the postgame show saying to the fans, hey, stick with them. You know, we're Kansas City. We've been through worse. Remember how bad the Chiefs were in 2012? Well, you'll remember at the end of 2012, Clark Hunt said, that's it. This is my organization. I'm taking charge. Andy, you're not going anywhere. You're my guy. Everything goes through me. John Sherman has a chance to do something similar by telling JJ, go make my team better. I don't care how you do it. Here's a blank check. Go find the offensive answer.
Yeah, so who is that, though, at this point? Like, you know, like, and this may be a bad example, but like Schwarber and the Phillies aren't, you know, getting closer to a contract deal. They expect him to go to free agency. Like, that's where you can do it and spend that money, Vern, in the offseason. How do they do it in season to make their team better?
Trade, you would think,
yeah,
right?
But who's available is what I'm getting at, because it doesn't seem like there's a lot out there right now, you know?
Yeah, I'm interested in what the Red Sox are doing as they take care of the Yankees. They get above 500. I mean, you heard the Padres were interested in Jaron Duran, the reigning American League All-Star MVP, who is just a straight-up electric factory. And if you can put him with Michael and Bobby at the top, I don't know many teams that can match that type of speed, energy, and, you know, high exit velo bats that those three could be at the top of the lineup. I'm a big fan of his. I don't know if he's available. I would think it would be stupid if the Red Sox were making him available, but the Red Sox have been doing a lot of stupid moves since they won that title back in 2018. And then, of course, the names that you're seeing bandied about on all the websites, third baseman in Eugenio Suarez with the Arizona Diamondbacks, a lot of strikeouts, but a ton of power. And obviously this team needs power because there are many issues right now, but the one that's most glaring to me is the fact that they're dead last in the sport in home runs and dead last when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. You can't be both, because how are you scoring if you're not running into big flies and you're not coming through in the big moments? Now, this is why you're the worst scoring offense in franchise history. You can't be both. 2014, they didn't hit a lot of home runs. They were dead last in Major League Baseball, but they were top half of the league in hitting with runners in scoring position. 2015, second fewest home runs in the American League, but they were the second best hitting team with runners in scoring position in the American League. Same thing last year, right near the bottom of baseball when it came to big flies, but at the top of baseball when it came to the big moments. You need one of those two things, a guy that's not going to crumble in the big moments or a guy that's going to create a lot of big moments with a thunderous bat. So those are the issues right now. You know, the Taylor Ward out in Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to pick the carcass of the White Sox or the Rockies, I don't know what's really left of those two rosters. But, yeah, listen, I mean, last year, Detroit's selling off, they're trading away Jack Flaherty, and they're able to turn it around. That right now is the saving grace or the hope or what you point to if you're a Royals fan. But to me, again, man, I don't need any of that. Once you made that decision to start Jack Caglione's clock, to me, it's a window of 5.5 years where you need to go for it, because at the end of 2030, who knows where this franchise is at? I mean, we know they're going to be playing
Overland
in
Park.
The new stadium. Yeah, we know that, but Bobby's going to be opting out. Doesn't mean he can't return, but if he's the player we think he's going to be, he's going to opt out and get a major contract. Jack Caglione's going to be entering the final year of his team control. From now until the end of 2030, I want the attitude that this organization had in 2015 and 2016, where it's, you know, balls to the wall, we're doing all it takes to win.
Love that. One thing I didn't love, Vern, 83 pitches. Noah Cameron gets taken out of the game yesterday, and then the home run happens. Any explanations? Maybe is that? And I ask you this because I know you're the right guy to ask. Is that pressing? Is that pressing coming from all facets of this team, from the hitting coach to the manager to the players to everything, to where you're almost outthinking yourself and just, you know, not taking him out would have been the better option? Obviously, hindsight's there, but what say JV?
A few things. First of all, that is what Matt Quatrero has said he was going to do, probably dating back to his interview, right? I mean, I remember the press conference. He says if it's a 51%, 49% proposition, we're going to side with the 51%. And, to look at that moment last night, fifth inning, Royals are up 2-0. There's a man on second with two outs, and Noah Cameron's out there. He's pitching to Jacob Wilson. It's a full count, and Freddie Fermin throws out the would-be base stealer to end the inning. But while Cameron's on the hill facing Jacob Wilson, Brent Rooker's standing in the on-deck circle, and John Schreiber's warming. So you can properly infer that if Wilson reaches and that run comes into score to make it a 2-1 Royals lead, Noah Cameron's not going to face the right-handed Brent Rooker. Q's going to go to John Schreiber. But because of the out on the base pass, inning over, 83 pitches for Noah Cameron, due up to start the sixth inning is the right-handed Jacob Wilson, the right-handed Brent Rooker, the right-handed Austin Wins, and the right-handed Max Muncy. Q would not have been able to sleep at night if he runs Noah Cameron out there and the lefty gets tagged for a run or two, when 51% of the odds say, go with the right-hander, go with your right-handed specialist, John Schreiber. What Royals fans understandably are asking for is Q to trust his guts over the numbers.
Yes.
That's not who he is.
No,
that's
and we
saw
that.
That's not who he is, that's not where he's from, and that's not ever, he'll never be that guy.
No, and Vern, I'm sorry to step on you there, but we saw that in the World Series. I mean, he was on the bench when they took Blake Snell out of the World Series in that pandemic year. And that was kind of that moment yesterday. There was no reason other than analytics to take that kid out of the game yesterday. And it wasn't like he doesn't have a history now. The guy's been dominating. He's doing things in baseball we haven't seen in 150 years. Like, that's one where you just got to trust your gut, man. You got to stop looking at the spreadsheets.
Yeah, I don't ever really see that happening, though, with Q because of what he said at that introductory press conference, and what him and his coaching staff are about. And listen, as I'm at the game watching it, seeing Schreiber warm up there in the fifth inning, I certainly wasn't surprised to see Schreiber come out to start that sixth inning. And he obviously did not execute, right? A first pitch fastball that needs to be down if you're going to be throwing 93 mile per hour sinkers. It wasn't down to Austin Wins. It was in the center of the dish. So, you know, Schreiber failed, I would say, even more so than Matt Quatrero. But that is a reflection. Now, as far as the 83 pitches and people want to bring up, hey, Cameron, didn't he throw 102 his last time out against the New York Yankees? Yes, he did, but they were getting their brains beat in at that point. Royals had a 2-0 lead at the end of five, and Q, yes, following the numbers, but also signals that we trust the right-handed specialist of John Schreiber more so than Noah Cameron a third time through, even though Cameron's numbers against righties and a third time through the lineup are outstanding because all of his numbers at the big league level are outstanding. So, yeah, that's disappointing. But to me, yesterday's game was, yeah, if you want to put it on cue, fine. But Schreiber needs to wear some of it.
Yep.
Estevez needs to wear some of it. And every single hitter needs to wear some of it. I mean, everyone outside of Noah Cameron or the people that didn't participate in yesterday's game, everybody's taken ownership of that loss yesterday and this, you know, just awful homestand.
Yeah, 22 of 32 they've now lost, Vern, and obviously the hitting coach conversations come up. What do you do?
I mean, there's, you know, three different hitting coaches. To pin it all on one dude, to me, is silly. I just don't see the argument for firing or discussing the hitting coach. It's just the easy thing to do because we can blame all of our frustrations on one person. And, you know, we want baseball, especially in sports radio, we want baseball to be black and white. It's never black and white. It resides in the gray area. I just look up and down this lineup, and Salvi's been utterly disappointing. I'm not blaming anybody but Salvi for that. Bobby Witt Jr. has been league average here in the month of June. I'm not blaming a hitting coach for that. I'm blaming the best baseball player on the planet for not getting the job done. Vinny's been really good, except for in the money spots. I'm not blaming a hitting coach for that because I know Vinny's good enough to come through. I'm blaming him. Jonathan India's been around too long and hasn't been in Kansas City long enough to point to a hitting coach to say, that's why you're slightly below your league average. You know, Nick Lofton, John Rave, I know some people out there, and I don't expect everyone to listen to 96.5 every second of the day, but man, what the hell were you expecting from John Rave? What were you expecting from Nick Lofton? Did you really expect Jack Caglione to come up here and turn everything around and be the savior? Again, I'm not going to say listen more to the station, but listen more to the station, man. The difference between AAA and the big leagues has never been larger. You know, Rave and Lofton, for as impressive, especially Lofton, for as good as they've been or disappointing as they've been to some others, these guys were never supposed to be the answer. Hunter Renfro's power, Michael Massey's power, MJ Melendez's power, India, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, these were the guys that were supposed to lead you. Now, if you want to blame the front office, you want to blame ownership for not allowing JJ to go out and get another bat in addition to Estevez and Waka and trade for India, that's fine. But to act like a hitting coach is bringing down this team, a team that last year was carried by three Herculean efforts, right? Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. To think that a hitting coach has brought this entire thing down, to me, is silly.
When you look at this team, Vern, I know that they are who they are. We see what happens with India and Contreras at second. We see what happens with India getting hit in the, you know, what Vinny said, the effing face. Right. And, you know, you said, you know, you got to go out there and actually, you know, execute and be a player. But, you know, Contreras gets, you know, in a debacle in Milwaukee this weekend. They do something about it. Is there a lack of fire in this team? Or is it just who they are? They just do business the way they do business.
Well, I mean, Salvi's not a fighter. You know, everyone loves Salvi. Everyone idolizes, especially Venezuelan ball players all idolize Salvi. Most big leaguers idolize mm-hmm. Salvi. So, you know, he quickly disarmed Wilson Contreras. I have a tough time questioning these guys' hearts. You know, when I see the work that they put in before games, after games, when I see how broken they are after tough losses. But you take your cues from your leader. You know, Salvi's a lead by example guy. So is Bobby Witt Jr. Q's not a guy that's ever going to get too high or too low. Yeah, so I don't know who's going to start that fight. And a team always looks lifeless when they can't hit, and this team hasn't been able to hit for a while. Yeah, listen, I was disappointed that they didn't retaliate against Cleveland, against St. Louis, against Anthony Volpe.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm not going to question anybody's heart, anybody's fire. They care more than we care, I can promise you that.
I guess I'm not trying to say if I'm questioning their heart or desire. I just didn't know if, like, enough is enough and you just finally get to your breaking point. Like, if India got hit in the face and then slid into, and then eventually it's like, okay, I've snapped. I don't know. I don't necessarily know if I'm discrediting their, or, you know, whatever, their lack of wanting to play the game. I just think that after you've had enough bullying, eventually you get hit back.
But that's that tough thing about baseball, is, you know, you need to balance your emotions. You want to use that fire, that anger, but it also can get the best of you if you try to, if you're unable to harness that energy. So it's, you know, there's no doubt that Bobby's pressing. Bobby's expanding his zone a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure, there are moments where, you know, when Kyle Isbell strikes out on ball two, you know, when an umpire screws Izzy like he did back in the opener, that ninth inning rally the Royals were trying to pull off back on Friday. Yeah, I would love to see Izzy just spike a baseball bat and start screaming at the umpire. When Jack Caglione has that ugly strikeout against Devin Williams the other day against the New York Yankees. Yeah, I want to see him go Bo Jackson and break the bat over his head. But there might be another at-bat. There might be another opportunity, and you could take yourself out of the game. So it's that push and pull of, it's a long season. There's still 90 games to go. Perspective tells you to take it easy, but man, we all want to see someone flip the spread. I don't know if it's really going to turn out to be.
You don't want to waste that Capital Grille food, though. I mean, really, do we?
That's a really good point.
Thank you.
It's a strong point. And like we mentioned, actions speak louder than words. So you can cry all you want. Go out there and produce. That's the bottom line.
So this team obviously is going away for about a week. They're going to Texas. They're going to San Diego. They come back. They face the Dodgers. What do you think this team is going to look like in a week when they get back to Kansas City? Do you think we'll have a trade? Do you think we'll have a move? Do you think we'll have a firing? Do you think anything will change?
Well, I'd like to see a trade.
Yeah.
I said the green flag should drop on the trade deadline after Saturday's game. So, yeah, I'm all for that. But the Royals going back to Arlington, it's always a pivot point in the season, sadly, for Bobby Witt Jr. His big league, his first season in the show, he got off to a tough start. He goes to Arlington. He's driving past the ballpark he went to as a kid, and it reminded him of how lucky he was, and Bobby took off after that. Second season, something similar happened. Last year, he didn't need it because he was the MVP, and, well, it looks like Bobby needs it again. Maybe getting back in Arlington, being back around not just the family, but, being back home, maybe getting that reminder of, you're still something else, man. I mean, for as disappointing as this season has been, you're still one of the top 10 players in Major League Baseball based off of WAR. So I expect when the Royals return to Kauffman Stadium to take on the Dodgers, I expect MVP Bobby Witt Jr. to be back, and hopefully he has a new teammate.
All right, before we let you run, I was there yesterday. People were booing as we were walking out. I actually
liked
that.
Did I see your old man on the big
screen?
You did.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I was like, man, that guy looks just like Fesco, and I'm pretty sure that's his wife.
Yeah, 100% up there. Yeah. Thank God he didn't have his shirt tucked in, so they had to find another old man to mock at the game.
That.
It was fantastic. It was great. Yeah. So the boos yesterday. I like it. It means fans have expectation. Fans
Thank
were
God.
Expecting something.
Right.
Like, I thought the boos yesterday were dead on right, and I support it.
Of course. There's nothing that I appreciate it, especially with how often I do bad shows and people still say nice things to me. It's very Kansas City, but it upset me the other day, Chris Bubich walking off the mound after giving up 5 runs in less than 5 innings, Wednesday's game against the Yankees, and, you know, Royals fans are all clapping. He got a huge ovation coming out of the game. Now, he deserves it for what he did, but he didn't deserve it on Wednesday. It's what makes Kansas City great, but it's just not in professional sports. No, they understand we deserve to be booed. No one's booing them louder than they're booing themselves. So, no, I liked it. I never understand the ovation for a guy that's being yanked by his manager and he's currently in line to take a loss. Mm-hmm. No, they're big boys. They're making a ton of money. They're living out their dreams. They can handle the boos. And you go 0-6 on a homestand and you lose to a first-place team that is your biggest rival and then lose to a last-place team, you deserve to be booed. I mean, boo them right now.
Yeah, Binkley booed me when he came into the studio this morning. Vern, he goes, I'm actually kicking ass in Vern's betting thing.
He is.
Yeah, so
he's running away with
he's
it.
He's on right? a high right now, man. You have no idea.
I hey, he's just hot.
Royals get the off day. You get the off day, my man. Relax, take care, and enjoy it, and then get ready to get back at it Tuesday night.
All right, Seth Lugo, Jack Leiter.
Ooh.
How do you feel about that?
It sounds like Al's
is Lugo
son.
Back? That's a big question.
Well, we're going
to
find
Lugo to be back.
Well, now tomorrow.
Need to be back and ready to go because we need it in this city, baby. That's all
gotta
I know.
Got to have it. Got to have it.
Love you, brother.
Thank you.
That is Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, 96.5, The Fan. Favorite movie character, right? Real easy. Who's your favorite movie character? Discuss it. Why? On the other side, 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Here on Fesco and Dusty, Mac Morey with you as well. We asked a question on the other side. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite movie character of all time
from your favorite movie?
Yeah. Which I guess that would be from your. Who's your favorite movie character from your favorite movie? And there's a reason why we're bringing this up, and the reason for that is because the picture we got from Super 70 Sports is Matthew McConaughey. From, what's the name of that movie? I can't think of it right now. It's just lost my head. All right.
Yeah.
I always want to say Fast Times at Ridgemont
High. It's not Fast Times at Ridgemont High because that's what I was thinking too. And I know it's not, Matthew McConaughey.
Is it Dazed and Confused? Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So who is Mac's favorite movie character from his favorite movie?
I guess I wasn't thinking of my favorite movie, so I kind of messed this up. But these are some of my favorite movies, so I'll still count it.
Mm-hmm. It says right there, who is your favorite character from your favorite movie?
I know, it's like when you read that Royals tweet wrong a couple of times. It happens, you know? Yeah. Harry Potter would be mine. Katniss Everdeen and Doc Brown would be my big three.
Doc Brown. Really?
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
He's hilarious. You can root for him for him from the beginning. Yeah, he's great. He's got the iconic lines.
Yeah, I mean, Marissa Tomei and My Cousin Vinny kind of steals the entire show in that one. But there's so many good characters in there. I would go Red from Shawshank Redemption as well.
Yes.
Because, I mean, that may be Morgan Freeman's best movie of all time. You know, it's one of those type of things. So those are the kind of two that I fall back on. Marissa Tomei and My Cousin Vinny and then Morgan Freeman in there. I mean, I could get John Lovitz in A League of Their Own because I find that to be a great, great movie, especially being a dad with daughters now completely changes the whole way that I watch that movie. But John Lovitz is so underrated in that movie as well. So those are three of the ones that I was kind of thinking of.
Yeah, I mean, I would go towards Bigger and McCracken from Kingpin.
That's a good one, yeah.
Love that character. Loved Squints and Sandlot,
yeah.
Childhood Hero,
great
or
one.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Those are two that stick out.
Yeah.
Billy Haywood in Little Big League, the kid that takes over as manager of the Twins because his grandpa dies, and for some reason that's what they're going to do.
His mom in that movie was Pete Crow Armstrong's mother, is Pete Crow Armstrong's mother. So he had a baseball background. That's why he's so good, because his mom was the mother of the Cubs manager back in the day.
And the Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know, because my favorite movie of all time is Terminator 2.
I'll be back.
But the character to pick would be tough. I guess I'd go like Edward Furlong as John Connor. That'd be a solid character.
I'm surprised like James Bond.
Yeah, I mean like favorite Bond character. That's just how much time do you have? We can turn that into After Hours. But I don't know. Rafiki from Lion King's good. Powerline from a Goofy movie is good.
Goofy movie.
So hey, that good. Came out 30 years ago last week.
Are you kidding me?
And Lion King came out 35 years ago yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Stop the world, man. I'm getting off.
35 years ago, Lion King or something like that.
35 years ago. I mean,
that makes sense. It
has to be because, yeah. You know, I remember when that song came out where I was, you know, Elton John, Can You Feel? It's early 90s. Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't 30.
Yeah, no, it's pretty close. It's either 91 or 92. You're not far off. No, you're absolutely not far off with that one. That's wild to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
But like, the new one, I think, is going to take everybody to their favorite movie character is going to be Liam Neeson in the new Naked Gun that is coming out. The trailer just dropped for this one.
Oh, full trailer. Yeah. 1994. So, yeah, 94 have been 30 years ago.
31 years ago.
Lion King, 31 years ago.
Jesus. But this new Naked Gun movie that's coming out looks great. Dusty just sent me the trailer, and I started drinking, and they showed OJ, and I just lost it. Like, wow. The water went everywhere because it was so damn funny. They're all thanking their dads because basically what this movie is like, he's Frank Drebin Jr. And so everybody's like a junior of the original, right? So they're all thanking their dads with these pictures. Oh, okay. And then the guy who's supposed to be OJ, yeah, they put a picture of OJ Simpson up. He's like, nah.
That's good.
So I think it's going to be a pretty good movie. Like, sometimes, you know, you get these remakes and they're not very good. This one looks pretty darn good, man. I'm excited for August 1st to see that one.
Somebody says Milton from Office Space. George Knox is a good one from Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah.
The dude from Big Lebowski. Which one?
The dude.
Oh, the dude.
Yeah. The dude.
I think mine would be John Goodman's character in Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody else look at him now and just don't feel like it's John Goodman because he's thin?
He did lose some weight. Yeah, he's still kind of big, right?
Yeah, he's
hilarious in The Righteous Gemstones.
I was going to say,
that, and then I typical show for me. I went away and haven't gone back.
Breaks your thumbs.
It's hilarious. Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah,
it's based on truth, right?
Cousin Billy, or what is it? Baby Billy. Yeah,
Uncle Baby Billy
skiing in the nude. There's just a beanbag flying in the air. Like, what the hell's going on here? A lot of penis in that show.
Yes.
But Lloyd Christmas is a character. Somebody Barf from Spaceballs.
Oh, Spaceballs is coming back out now too. Mel Brooks also 98. Are you kidding me?
Whoa.
Keep going, buddy. Keep going.
He looks about 60.
Whoa, I had no idea.
Yeah. Man, Eli Roth's character in Glorious Bastards, great character. You still need to see that movie.
Yeah, I got
to
see that one.
You got two days off.
Yeah, I need to watch.
Andy's climbing through the poop right now. We're getting ready to get to the other end.
Yep.
I can hear it. Right. I can hear it. I can feel it. I see him. And I climb through 2.5 miles of poop.
Johnny Depp is Hunter S. Thompson from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Very good.
That's a deep one.
Bill Murray plays a better version of Hunter S. Thompson, in my opinion, in Where the Buffalo Roam. Dr. Jones, Indiana Jones, good character there. Always loved Marcus Brody, though. He was always the guy I rooted for. R.I.P. to that guy. But best Bond character. How about that guy from Goldeneye that says he's invincible, that clicks the pin? Mm-hmm. Boris.
It's a good one.
You can take them with you. What does he say? He's like, you can't take it with you, but you sit on it. Chair. James Bond, the most smartest person in the world. McLovin is right away with a lot of people. Yeah. Did you ever see Training Day, Mac?
I've not seen Training Day.
It's a good one you need to watch. Somebody said Denzel Washington from Training Day. King Kong. Yep. It says Denzel Washington as Alonzo Harris in Training Day. Probably another movie Mac hasn't seen. LOL. That's the word for word text. Chris Farley and Tommy Boy.
Oh, good call.
Either one of them, honestly. Dan Aykroyd and Tommy Boy. Tom Callahan. I make brake pads for the working man because that's who I am and that's who I care about.
Oh, Gene Wilder and Blazing Saddles. That's a good one.
Yeah. Have you seen Blazing Saddles?
Yeah.
Not allowed to be released today.
Uncle Rico and Napoleon Dynamite. Doc Holliday and Tombstone. Yeah. R.I.P. to Val. Jules from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, man, what a movie. That's 31 years old, too. That came out like 94.
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Is that Uma Thurman's character?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a babe. Uma Thurman and Pulp Fiction?
No, Jules was not.
What's her character's name? Either way, Uma Thurman and Kill Bill or Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy?
Yes.
Okay. And then someone at the very end of the text that says Stifler.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That is good, yeah. Coming up on the other side, we dive back into why the NBA is not what it should be because of one individual. Mac is going to go on a heater. I guarantee it. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.